A record number of women are running for the House this year. Less than a quarter of them are Republicans. One of those Republicans is Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State. She is the nation's top elected Republican woman, and she is facing her toughest campaign in more than a decade. That's in part because her role in GOP leadership ties her closely to President Trump. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports from Spokane, Washington.
If 2018 is the next year of the woman, Kathy McMorris Rogers does not want Republican women left out. She's the only woman in the party's top leadership in Congress. But in this year of unprecedented political enthusiasm among women, McMorris Rogers is facing a real challenge, even in a reliably Republican district.
So much of the focus has been on the Democrat side and the women that are a part of running for office on the Democrat ticket that we have not There has not been the coverage on the Republican side.
In Washington, D.C., McMorris Rogers is at the top of the mostly male House GOP conference and was on Trump's shortlist for Interior Secretary. In Washington State, she's facing Democrats who say her leadership role makes her a rubber stamp for Trump in a year when he's seen as a serious political liability among women voters.
This has been a hostile political environment.
She's even seen that in the grocery store. Last year, a man approached her in the produce aisle after she joined GOP leaders in voting to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
And he announced, Kathy McMorris Rogers, she's here. We have a celebrity in our midst. She has great health care. She wants to take your health care away.
But that frustration is a sign of the enthusiasm among Democrats. After years of mulling a run for Congress, former state Senate Majority Leader Lisa Brown decided that this was the year to challenge McMorris Rogers. Brown's campaign centers in part on tying McMorris Rogers to Trump.
It's not my message, it's just actual reality. She is the party leadership and works to reinforce party loyalty, and she's 95+% with the Trump administration.
McMorris Rogers' take on her own role in leadership changes. Sometimes she talks about it as an asset.
Kathy McMorris Rogers is on the leadership team in the House for the 5th Congressional District for Eastern Washington. She is right there when the decisions are being made.
But she also has ads distancing herself from the establishment in D.C.
Two Washingtons, worlds apart. Different values, different priorities. Taking on the D.C. machine isn't always easy, but I work for you, not them.
It's a tricky balance, particularly because she could try to move up in leadership when House Speaker Paul Ryan leaves. So McMorris Rogers is trying to reframe the women's movement into a celebration of conservative women who feel left out. Women like Bonnie Quinn.
I'm tired of not having my views respected. You know, in the day of the women's voice matters, we haven't. Our voice has not mattered.
Quinn was one of more than two dozen women who came to a gym in Spokane Valley to share wine, snacks, and give each other a political boost, all while committing donations to the McMorris Rogers campaign. The gathering had the vibe more like a book club or a church group than a traditional fundraiser. And that's the point. It's part of a bigger theme in her reelection campaign.
I know her, and I trust her. Kathy empowers local working women, and that is why Kathy represents me.
I know her. She's my friend. Kathy represents me.
And that is why Kathy represents me.
She's trying to show that you can advocate for women without being part of the liberal resistance. Her campaign thinks a lot of women here agree. This year, about a quarter of the Republican women in the House are already leaving. Several others are in danger of losing re-election. Keeping McMorris Rogers in Congress and at the top of the GOP is crucial to proving that women have a place in the Republican Party. Kelsey Snell, NPR News.